This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest worthy. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. Only three things in the news. Kirby, you know we're going to Gamescom. But of course, we begin today with the update to the Race to World First. And here is your top five for today. Synergy. That's another EU realm. They're at the Forge Reaver Arras, because they're 4 out of 8. How about a new one from China? Hot Pot Heroes. Right now, they're on the Soul Hunters, and they're at 26.32%. I'm sorry, they're on Fractalus. It's at 26.32%. Method, number 3. Nexus King Salhadar. Right now, they're at 66.41%. Team Liquid's at number 2. By the way, the top 3 are all on the Nexus King Salhadar. 62.44% part 3. And Team Echo is also on part 3, 30.53%. They are number 1 right now. So right now, that is your top 5 in the Race to World First. Now we go to a little bit of news outside of Gamescom. Nintendo did announce the Kirby Air Riders release date via IGN.com and the price. So we go to the price first. The game will cost $70, which is $10 cheaper than Mario Kart World. Now, this was a 45-minute look into Kirby's new racer. It does have some different modes to it and some other things. And right now, this game will launch on November 20th this year. And that will be, once again, at $70 upon launch. But come on, we know what today was. Via GameSpot.com. Here's the list of everything that has happened during today's Gamescom opening night live. So, this would also include some of the things that happened during the pre-show. Here we go. First one is Routine, and that's going to be a sci-fi horror type game. If you like some driving, how about some Road Kings? There'll be some driving that you will have to do as a truck driver, and the game will launch in 2026. For PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox X and S. PBKK, which you'll have to look up the name yourself. Sorry, it's way too long. This game will be out in 2026, and it'll be some planetary defense. Then you got the Sword of Legends. This is going to be an RPG because it's Chinese folklore. It's in development. Right now, no release date. Then they went to Absolum. That's going to be a beat-em-up game, roguelike. And it's going to be out for consumption on October 9th. And then there's the old style He-Man. He-Man and Masters of the Universe, Dragon Pearl of Destruction. Once again, this is going to be another beat-em-up type game, arcade style. And it has the characters from the 1980s animated series. If there's a release date, I will let you know. If there's no release date, I'm not going to say it. Just know it's in development. And then there was Outlaws and Handful of Missions Remaster from Night Dive Studios. They took a look at the LucasArts first-person shooter, Outlaws, and they did some updates to it. It's an FPS from way back, but we're going to go way forward. Battlestar Galactica, Scattered Hopes. That's going to be a strategy game based in space, and this one will launch in 2026. Then there was Dish Attack, which is going to be like a skating and post-apocalyptic Japan, and that will launch early next year for Xbox, PlayStation 5, and PC. It'll also be available as a day one release on the Xbox Game Pass. Then comes Valor Immortus, and the game from Ghost Runner Studio did debut the first-person soul-like during the show, and that's where you have to use some swords, firearms, and some powerful spells. And then if you want to play something like Sonic, maybe you could try Busby 4D. Right now, it's currently in development, at the Indie Studios Fabras, and that will be coming to everything, but no release date. Then they showed up with Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. Now, we knew that that was coming, but they said that Pac-Man will be joining up with the Hedgehog, and this will be a part of the DLC for Pac-Man World 2 Repack and Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. There will also be an open network test for Sonic Racing Cross Worlds from August 29th through September 1st. And yes, they did say that Hollow Knight Silksong is in development, and the release will be this year. And then they went into Call of Duty Black Ops 7, and that will launch on November 14th this year. So there are some things that will be coming as well, but zombie maps and so on and so forth. But still, that is coming November 14th. Lords of the Fallen was next. They had their nice little cinematic stuff, and they said that it'll launch in 2026. Then they showed an anime, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice anime. And the rumors that Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice and will be coming in 2026. The trailer did show some of the things that will be coming in the anime. Could get a little bloody. And then there was Batman: Legacy of the Dark Knight. Lego Batman. Spatman! And they did go through some of the gameplay of Lego Batman. I'd imagine that's going to be everywhere. Same with this one. Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 4. That will have 70 missions when it launches in 2026. Then we saw a collaboration. Again, Monster Hunter Wilds collaborated with Final Fantasy 14. That's right, Capcom collaborated with Square Enix. So that means you could ride your chocobos in Monster Hunter Wilds in early October. And Final Fantasy 14 will also get some Monster Hunter content in October as well. But actually, you could ride the chocobos next month. September, not October. But still, that's pretty good. Onimusha, Way of the Sword. This is going to be a classic action RPG with a new gameplay trailer. And that'll be out in 2026 for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox X and S. Ark Knights Enfield was next. And that was a little bit of anime with some fighting. Daemon X Machina, Titanic Scion. Will be out next month, and the new trailer did show off some of the battle mechanics, and it also said that you are free to experience the world yourself, or you can go in with other people in multiplayer mode. The demo is out now. Europa Universalis 5. Yeah, that game, Europa Universalis, has been out for 10 years, and Paradox did confirm that a new strategy game series is in development. So yes, it's coming. Then they went to TV. Fallout Season 2. They had the actors up there. They had the directors up there. And the new season starts December 17th. And what could happen to the main characters? We will all find out then. Then they went to Indiana Jones and the Order of Giants. Now, we knew that that was coming, but we did get a rumor confirmed. This game is going to switch to next year. And the expansion, for everybody else that has it, is coming next month. And then there was Wade Wilson. Hi, Deadpool. Deadpool VR will launch on November 18th. All in VR. Then for all you World of Tank players, World of Tanks 2.0 is coming. And the upgrade comes next month. And that will introduce a new PvE story campaign with some free updates that will go live on September 3rd. Then they went to John Carpenter's Toxic Commando. And this FPS type game will be out sometime next year. Well, we do like scrolling. That's how I go through the show notes. But this game is called Death by Scrolling. I think I'm in trouble. Anyway, this is a scrolling RPG from Ron Gilbert. And you'll have to fight your way through a lot of different hazards, so that way you can avoid the date with the Grim Reaper in development. And there's Zero Parades. Damn. ZAUM did tease the next game called Zero Parades, and what they showed was a cinematic of what it could be, espionage and spycraft. So if you want that type of game that's being made, Neverness to Everness was next. And that looks like a good fighting game. So if you like Zenless Zone Zero and Hanaki Star Rail, you might like Neverness to Everness. And then they showed Unbeatable. This one will be out November 6th, and they did show up the trailer and some gameplay. Bang bang. Honor of Kings World was next. It's a brief trailer, but they did show off a boss fight, and along with some of the architecture, there was a performance too, and that was really good. That was done by Claire Obscure for Expedition 33. It was well done. Ninja Gaiden Black 4 was next. So if you're into Ninja Gaiden, it is in development. You have to be patient. All ninjas are patient. The Darkest Files. A little bit of intrigue. This is something where you have to process documents, you have to prosecute the Nazis, and you will defend the post-war Germany. It's out right now for PC, but it'll be coming to Nintendo Switch soon. Cinder City was next. And then Seasoft, to drop two games, and this is a tactical shooter. And the MMO is an open world environment for players. So go have fun with it. They also made Time Takers. And this too is an FPS type game, but it's a team-based shooter that will bring characters together from different eras. And you have to battle each other to increase your time. Not lives, time. Oh, and things got scary. Silent Hill F, they had another trailer to it. I tell you what, if you like scary games, you need to get that one. And they also showed that they have an English dub done by Suzy Yang, which is the voice of Final Fantasy VII's remake, Yuffie. She's good. Then they went back to the locals. Chronos the New Dawn. This is another third-person survival horror game. Also a bit of a shooter. And it was influenced by Dead Space. Looks kind of interesting, I'm telling you. La Divina Commedia was also shown. And that will transport players to several circles where you can fight or perish. And of course, the Outer Worlds 2 did show up as well. And it did have a new trailer to it. Outer Worlds 2 will show up on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5 and PC, October 29th. And if you want to go to an island, enjoy Island Getaway, will be available August 20th. And by the way, if you want to play as ladies doing some FPS, Fate Trigger can be yours. The early access period begins early 2026. If you're a fan of The Seven Deadly Sins, Origin, the game, will be available sometime. Now, this does feature a brand new original story, and a new trailer for the open world game does have a lot of gameplay. And it will show how the players will explore the land of Britannia as Prince Tristan. Voidbreaker is out now in early access for Steam, PC, Game Pass. Yes, that's Xbox too. It's early access. So if you like that type of shoot 'em up type game, it's out now. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 is also out. There you get to deal with the scary and the horror of vampires. That'll be out October 21st for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. Moonlighter 2 from 11-Bit Studios and Digital Sun Games said that the game will be available on Steam Early Access starting October 23rd. So shoot 'em up. And then they went to World of Warcraft Midnight. This is the first official trailer, and what they showed were the Blood Elves and the Sunwell. And this is where the Blood Elves are defending the Sunwell. Lothamar and Lirgin was protecting the Sunwell, Zaltath, from Zaltath and her invading army. So, how will players be involved in this? No release date, nothing official yet, but we know it's coming next year. But if you were wanting some Age of Empires, and you say you got a PlayStation, Age of Empires 4 will be now making its way to PlayStation 5 this November. And the new Dynasties of the East expansion will launch alongside of it. Oh, hey, call to Lamp fans. We know you're out there. The next expansion, Woolhaven, will launch early next year. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Legacy of the Forge was all after all that. And we now know that this little expansion or DLC will arrive on September 9th. So if you have Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Legacy of the Forge is coming for you. Enshrouded the Wake, or Wake the Water. Yeah, that's what it's called, Enshrouded Wake the Water. It's an update to Enshrouded, and it'll be coming this October. So, now you have to go swimming. You have to go swimming. Go swimming! Go swimming! Project Spectrum, a nice little horror game from Delta Force, is coming. And it did have a nice little cinematic trailer. Oh, apparently we're not done with World of Tanks, because World of Tanks Heat was also debuted. And that'll be a 10v10 hero shooter, but with tanks and some agents. The game will be coming to PlayStation 5, PC, Xbox, X, and S, and will offer both cross-play and cross-progression. Good. And then there's PlayStation Ghost of Yoti, also showed up with a new trailer, co-op multiplayer mode, and it'll release 2026. Resident Evil Requiem got an update too. We knew that it was coming from the Summer Games Fest, but this game will launch February next year. And it did show some gameplay from Grace Ashcroft. Scary. But they ended with Black Myth Zhongqi, if I'm pronouncing that right. And that was from the developer Game Science. This will be a single player action RPG, and you'll be the ghost catching god himself. That is everything that you need to know for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow with more Gamescom stuff, I have no doubt. So until then, go play some games, people.